Margarita has been living at Piper Street Apartments in Healdsburg for over a decade. She asked us not to use her real name so that she could speak freely about recent circumstances she calls extremely frustrating. Her complex was purchased by new landlords. In December, she got an eviction notice giving her 90 days to find a new place so the owners could renovate the building. The owners gave her the option to move into another unit while hers was being renovated, but she couldn't afford the increase.
Ahorita estamos tratando de encontrar acá otro lugar. Estoy en
I'm trying to find another place to live here. I have 2 weeks to find a place to move. If not, I don't know. I already live in Healdsburg, but it's too expensive for us. It's difficult. The people now that are walking through the town center and the plaza, they are different, tourists. This situation is very difficult for us. We make less money, and we have to fight 100% harder to survive.
The owners of the complex, Vikram and Juhi Dutt, didn't respond to our request for comment. But in a letter to the editor in the Healdsburg Tribune, they wrote that the necessary renovations would cost them $500,000, and it wasn't possible for them to absorb the cost without raising the rent. The problem sparked a citywide discussion about whether or not landlords should have to provide relocation assistance to tenants when hiking the rent significantly or doing repairs. A number of Healdsburg landlords spoke against the ordinance at a city council meeting on March 4th.
My name is Ozzy Katz. We own an apartment complex just a few doors down. And when we purchased it, it was in dire need. Repositioning, a facelift, if you will. It was to the extent that it was almost dangerous to the tenants. And actually, we did pay the tenants because we did have to ask to evict. Problem, though, is this is just far-reaching, and you're going to immediately put a big chill on the market.
Chris Grutz told the city council the ordinance would tip the scale too far in the favor of tenants.
Moreover, with the increased financial risk and cost to us, we would necessarily look at raising rents more and more often than we do currently, which is less than 2% every 2 years. We are not the problem.
The city council tabled the ordinance that would have taken effect immediately. But the tenants at Piper Street are not without hope. The city will continue to work with the nonprofit Reach for Home to help the Piper Street tenants with their applications and any initial costs of moving they can't afford themselves. According to Ria Borja, a spokesperson for the city of Healdsburg, the city started contracting with Reach for Home in February and will pay them $70,000 a year for 3 years to help both the Piper Street tenants and other residents at risk of becoming homeless. Margarita is happy about the help she's eligible for, but still worries about her future and the overall problem of rising rents across the region.
I don't know what the city could do to have some sort of rent control, because those of us who work here work practically all in the restaurants or in tourism. Without migrant workers here, the town really can't continue.
Tampoco el pueblo podría salir adelante.
I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.